Greetings, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast, Season 2, Episode 2 of All Things Health and Wellness. I am your host, Dr. Felicia Foster, and it is a pleasure to have you join in with me today. In today's podcast, we are going to be highlighting the profession of public health. You know, it is April 7th, 2020, and I'm purposefully providing this time stamp because we are currently in an era in our society that many people had never dreamed of. We are in the midst of a pandemic battle that is definitely challenging every public health and healthcare organization at this time, stretching it to its limits, stretching us not just physically, but also stretching us mentally, on many levels spiritually, and stretching us in the areas of resources, connectivity. The coronavirus is really, really, really challenging us in our daily way of living. And so for many people, that was just something that was not thought of because we live in such an advanced society. Most of us would think that we are prepared to handle whatever comes our way. We are in such a rich area in time where money seems to not be an issue when you would think on a national level and getting some things accomplished. We have some of the best brains in science, so you would think that whatever comes our way, healthcare-wise, research-wise, we can tackle it. And that may be the case, but the coronavirus is really challenging us at the moment, and I am really, really sure that behind this, once we get the virus under control, we get out ahead of it, I am 100% certain we will reconsider and look at some of our systems and processes that are currently in place, and many of them will be revised. Considering the public health profession, I've really just been doing some serious thinking and brainstorming here lately. I am a thought person, and I'm also a feeler, so many things trigger me, especially when I'm looking at things or listening to things. There's, for me, a meaning behind everything. And so as I watch us respond to this virus across the nation, across the world, I am really just excited about the profession of public health, and I am proud to say that I am a public health professional. I don't have an MD, I am a doctor with a PhD, which really can tell you, if you know about PhDs, we love research, we love reading, we're philosophers. And so as I look out across what we're doing in the different sectors of public health, it is really encouraging to see that the length and the breadth of the field of public health. You know, public health, for those of us who are in public health, is not just a profession for us. It's a purpose. It's our way of life. When we are engaging in public health affairs, trying to positively impact our communities, and for many, positively impact the nation, it is an inward drive that helps us take on those day-to-day tasks. If you look at those frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors, the EMTs, and I would even go so far as to say the custodians are even part of public health because they keep your places clean. Everybody is interconnected in the world of public health, and it really takes all of us to make that world function and make that world viable, make it meaningful and impactful in a way that we can have positive outcomes. And so as I look at what we're going through, I am really just, like I say, proud to be in the profession and thankful that the people in public health are so compassionate about what they are doing. For many of us, it is on a personal level that we connect and that we move and that we operate in the profession. Things that go on nationally often are at our doorsteps. And so it gives us that extra drive, that extra push to get out and try to make a difference. I'm sure other public health professionals listening to this podcast can relate. Something within you drew you to the field of public health. It wasn't just a job for you. It was your destined purpose. You didn't quite know why you entered the field, and some people may have had exact plans for public health, but some people, it kind of just pulled them in because of their personal experiences. I would say I'm a little bit of both. As early as a young kid, I was always interested in science. I was always interested in the human body and how it functions. I would love to watch shows on television that was related to science and medicine. And so I would say early on, I was drawn to public health. And quite possibly, it was just in my DNA. It was my personality. Different things about me made that profession stand out for me. And so I'm sure other public health professionals can say the same thing about them. So when we enter into the workforce as public health professionals, it now comes full circle. The reason why many public health professionals can work so hard and be so passionate about what they do is because it is not just a job. It is who we are. It is not just what we do. It is who we are. And so I wanted to just jump on this quick podcast today to say thank you to my cohorts and fellow public health professionals. Sometimes we need to encourage ourselves, but I do believe that especially in the time we are in now, fighting this COVID-19 virus, I do believe people are really starting to see the richness of the public health profession. I also believe that people are starting to see the importance of us developing the area of public health where it is in relation to population and community health, because we need people at all levels. Whenever something occurs of this magnitude, like the COVID-19 virus we're dealing with now, the pandemic, we see areas where we can improve, but we also see areas where we're already doing a great job. And so I just wanted to take this time to thank the public health professionals and to also bring light to those who really may not understand public health and all that we do and why we do what we do. Public health professionals are really passionate about what they do. We are here to bring awareness to different campaigns as it relates to your population health and public health in general. We are here to educate because it is our goal that no one perish, that no one leaves because of a lack of understanding. It is our goal that every person has a chance to thrive and survive. And so as I end this public health, as I end this podcast, I should say, I want each of you to really give yourselves a pat on the back, because sometimes we don't realize just important and how important we are to others. And we don't realize how big our jobs are in relation to how others see it. Sometimes we feel like because we are not a CEO of a company, or we are not the owner of the hospital or the clinic, sometimes we minimize what we do and we really don't see the magnitude of it and how it impacts the world around us. So as you go about your day, to the public health professional, hold your head up. You are valuable and without you, someone's life may not ever be the same. And for those of you who are looking in at the public health profession, we want to say thank you for shining the spotlight on us, for giving us a chance, for supporting public health, because without you, there is no us. We are here as public health servants. We are here to help our respective communities. We are here to bring about a positive social change across the nation. And so I just wanted to jump on and encourage everyone today that together we can make a difference, and we will make a difference. And each public health professional is here to provide a service, to serve you, and to go that extra mile if necessary. And that has definitely been shown since we've been in this fight against this COVID-19 pandemic virus. Until next time, I will leave you with this. Be blessed, be prosperous,